A lot of people don't understand the full scope of damage which can occur when a wild animal infests someone's home. Wild animals frequently attempt to infest people's homes because they are looking for shelter and a place to rear their young. Our homes are great for protecting us from the environment as well as other intruders, and that's exactly why animals like it as well. It gives them an edge compared to living out in nature. They typically like to infest people's attics or go under the foundation, and in some cases they'll even find their way between the walls or between floorboards. There are many different places where wild animals can hide out, and a lot of people are not quite sure as to just how bad an infestation can be. A common misconception is that the problem is simply removal itself, or a potential attack by the animal. Now, while this is a real threat, for example, a raccoon could have rabies and it could get transmitted to you if you get bit by the raccoon, that's actually not the most common thing which we see happening. The most likely thing that's going to happen when a wild animal such as a raccoon infests your home is not going to be the bite. It's going to be a consequence that occurs a little bit later in time, as the infestation begins to compound and become an even greater problem. You see, while getting bit is very unpleasant and it could be fatal in some rare cases, the most likely thing to actually happen is a lot of damage to your home's structure, which can end up costing a lot of money down the line. There are other potential issues, such as your own health, which are at risk. And I'm not talking about your health in the sense of getting bit by a rabid animal, but actually a reduction in air quality. You see, when a wild animal is infesting your home, such as a raccoon or skunk or possum or any of the typical creatures, they're not hopping down to the bathroom to relieve themselves in a sophisticated manner. They don't care. They're just gonna go to the bathroom right in the attic or under the foundation or wherever it is that they go to the bathroom, and they'll even sleep in it as well. This is going to cause a big mess as time goes on. First of all, this waste decays into the air, which can reduce your home's quality. We've actually had a few clients where we clean out all of the damage that a wild animal infestation has done, which we predict the animals could have been living there for even years, and they report that, wow, suddenly their allergies are gone. Now, allergies aren't absolutely 100% caused by something like animal infestation. There are indeed other causes. However, for some people, fixing a problem like allergies could be just as simple as getting rid of the animals inside of their home, because they are leaving waste there which decays into the air. Also, if the wild creature dies, this could attract insects and disease into your home. You see, that animal isn't going to be buried out in nature by its buddies. It's just going to lay there and slowly decay in the attic or between the walls. And we've had a few cases where we actually open up a client's walls. We literally have to break open a teeny part of it, and we found upwards of almost a dozen dead possums in some cases. Again, this creates an absolutely horrid smell. It reduces the air quality and it just attracts bugs and disease into your home. Another big issue of the wild animals infesting your home is, besides the disease and insects and air quality, is that they're literally just going to be scratching, biting, and moving around. You might not think that a wild raccoon, skunk, or whatever is particularly powerful. However, a few bites over a very long period of time can add up. We've seen raccoons go on somebody's house and totally rip a giant hole into the roof. It's absolutely crazy what some of these creatures are capable of doing. In the case of rats or mice, they can actually gnaw at little wires and slowly cause severe damage as time goes on. And the longer that these wild animals are infesting your home, the more resilient they're going to be and the more they're going to fight back when it comes to removing them. But also the more expensive the damage is going to be, because they're going to leave more waste inside of the home, they're gonna damage the air quality even more, and they're just gonna keep biting and scratching, which is just gonna lead to more and more problems. We've also seen many cases where the wild animals actually damage the insulation in homes, which leads to its own problems as well. So as you can see, the true danger of wild animal infestation doesn't have to be with the direct potential consequence of getting bit by the wild animal. While this can happen, it's not a typical thing, as these wild animals are typically going to be avoiding you anyways. That is, unless you're trying to remove the creatures yourself, which is not advised, especially if they have kits or babies of any kind, because in that case they're going to be fighting quite a bit and you will need an expert to trap the animal or wear protective gear in order to remove the creatures. However, as we've covered in this video, the bite is unlikely to happen. Sure, it will be painful if it does, but the true danger is the reduction in air quality and the damage to your home's integrity, foundation, attic, wherever it is that these wild creatures are hanging out. They will cause damage the more time that goes by, whether it be from them biting, leaving waste, dying, attracting disease, or whatever it is. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest related problem, make sure to contact us, Wildlife X Team International, by giving us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or by visiting www.wildlifexteam.com. We have locations all over America and we would love to help you out and give you a quick little free inspection. So make sure to give us a call or visit our website so we can talk to you about fixing any problems. Thank you so much and we'll see you next week.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.